instant oil change.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bird Show.
In just 1 second, we'll talk about a real dysfunctional codependent relationship that has formed on Bert's Big Adventure. Hey, if you guys can, we would love to get $5, $10 from you. That's really all we're asking for today because Zaxby's is hooking us up again.
Yeah, we call it the Little Give. And if you text Bert, B-E-R-T, to 50155, make a donation, Zaxby's is going to match it. So if you're like, all I got is $5, actually, that's a $10 donation thanks to Zaxby's.
So this is how our days in the parks on Bert's Big Adventure usually go. Staff members are assigned to different Bert's Big Adventure kids, and we kind of rotate each and every day. I'm the exception there. I just stick and move, man. I try to hit as many families as I can. I'll go here, I'll go there, and then I'll go here, and I'll go there, right? So Kristen, I saw online, had Asher on, was it Friday?
It was. We had Magic Kingdom Day together.
So now Asher here, and we're going to introduce you to him and his family here in just 1 second. Asher will be going happy, 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 and then things can go sideways quick, right? Except when he's with Kristen. So I am watching the two of them interact, and then I'm watching Kristen's social media, and he is having the time of his life. I mean, they are like glued to the hip together. He is laughing at everything she says. She's on the ride with him. At first, he's scared. Then he's having the time of his life, right? So I realize on Saturday that I haven't hung out with Asher yet. And I literally said to myself, I can't do any better than Kristen did yesterday. I'm going to skip this family. Because, I mean, honestly, there was no way I was going to put a smile on his face with the enthusiasm that he has for you and you alone on this trip.
Well, sir, I don't know if you know this, but I have an almost five-year-old at home. Asher is five, and I feel like it was just destiny that I hang out with this family because it's all about, at that age, anticipating the needs and just being willing to go with the flow. We have big feelings at that age, and let me tell you, Mom Brianna, Dad Burke, Auntie Ashy, like everybody can, we know, and it's just having that level of patience and understanding. And Asher has a medulloblastoma, so he had brain cancer, and there is such a thing as chemo brain. And so Brianna had talked to me. She's like, every now and then I get the glimpses of, you know, Asher before cancer. And I love you. We worked on the over-apologizing, didn't we, girl?
We did. You kept me in line.
The sweetest family. I had to move heaven and earth to do anything for them because they're like, no, we don't need anything. But I was like, mom to mom, girl, he's five. He's one of our youngest kids. He's been through a lot of treatment. Like, it's okay. Like, we all have bad moments. And so we just figured out a way to turn it all around, and all we needed was whipped cream.
Exactly. Just endless whipped cream.
So again, talking about that Disney magic, and I'm gonna brag on Disney. So we started the day Friday, Magic Kingdom. We hung out, and of course, our Mickey waffles always come with a giant side bowl of whipped cream. We're money. Saturday, we're at the park. We're going where it's, you know, we're eating in Star Wars, and we didn't have any whipped cream.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And there was a moment, but one of the Disney cast members saw it, and he's like, oh, no, not on my watch. They went back in the kitchen and poured heavy cream and sugar and mixed up fresh whipped cream for this child so he could have it at breakfast on Saturday at Hollywood Studios.
Really?
Yes. They're incredibly grateful
for that. We do give them a hard time from time to time because you know what? Things are expensive around here. But man, they really did. This year I saw it more than any other probably. I'm bending over backwards for the kids.
Yes.
Mom, I do want you to explain the elevator scene that happened at dinner. Between Asher and Kristen, because I think this is a really good example of this codependence I'm talking about.
Oh, yes. I don't know if codependence even can touch the profound connection that they have. But yeah, we were leaving our dinner on Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday.
And I guess Kristen had gotten into the elevator and Asher was in a stroller right in front of the doors, and the elevator was full and the doors shut on Kristen's face, and Asher burst into tears. I mean, it was almost like, as a mom, I thought, okay, is that the pain cry? And he was like, Miss Kristen, she's gone. I'm all alone. And I was like, no, baby, she's not. She's just downstairs. And he was like, she's gone. I mean, the just terror. And I just thought to myself, there's no way Kristen doesn't hear him screaming. And I was like, spending the previous day with her, I was like, I know exactly where she's going to be. We're going to get in that elevator. And we get in the elevator and he's still crying, and we go all the way down and those doors open and whose beautiful face was right there. And he was like, Miss Kristen, and just nuzzled himself into her. I mean, he's a
snuggle bug, and I love it. I could hear the wailing through the elevator. So I made sure to stand right there by the doors. And I was like, oh, that was Miss Kristen. I'm so sorry, Asher. I should have known better. The doors open. He was in a stroller, and I immediately just grabbed him. And he's like, why did you leave me? Like, I'm so sorry.
It was the scream heard in all four Disney movies.
Yeah. Yes.
Melanie got to witness it, too.
Yes. I actually have to correct you guys, because what I was hearing was, my Kristen.
That's right.
Yes.
Is that literally what he said?
Yes. It was my Kristen.
I belong to the one and only Asher now.
Seriously.
Yes.
Burke, your impressions of the weekend, what'd you think?
Oh, we had just had so much fun, honestly. It was just constant smiles. I think, you know, both Brianna and I have been sitting with our faces just kind of like this the whole time. He's had fun, and like you said, you know, been a lot of feelings, a lot of big emotions, but I think this is really the most fun and the most happy he's been in a very long time.
Yeah.
So we're very grateful to you guys.
You feel the same way?
Oh. Yeah. I don't think there are words that can really encapsulate like the profound joy and gratitude that we feel from this week. I don't even know if there are words on this earth that can touch it. I mean, it's beautiful to see him be a normal kid and to be open to a connection with somebody. You know, we're new people are not always a good thing when for all of these kids going through what they do. It could be a poke, it could be something. And he was so open to being loved by Kristen and Stacy and Caitlin, but his little connection there. Yes.
My sweet little buddy.
There are two times in Asher's life right now. There's the time that he's with Kristen and the time that he's waiting to hang with Kristen.
Exactly.
But because of Asher, I think this is again the magic of Bert's Big Adventure. So I was partnered with Kendall's family on Saturday, but Asher always found a way to mesh our families.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we had breakfast together. You brought Kendall's family and your family together. Mm-hmm. And then at dinner, when we were at the Living Seas, he brought all of us together. So we're sitting. And that's when Brianna and Phoebe got to have like this very heartfelt conversation. And the two of them just talking about like their hatred of the health insurance.
Yes.
That's what really bonded them.
Yes.
So, but talking about that and talking about then Brianna opened Phoebe's eyes to like financial aid that she didn't even know existed.
Yeah. I think the biggest help that I have had is from other moms. And so some of the best resources I have genuinely gotten from other moms, not the hospital, not social workers. And so anytime I have met a mom that has a child with anything that's medically complex, I'm like, do you know about this, this, and this? And it was really heartbreaking to Asher is crawling on the floor like a tiger.
he loves his animals.
Yeah.
It was really heartbreaking that Phoebe and Kendall and Cairo, that there were resources readily available mm-hmm. that they had never even heard about. And so it was exciting to be able to share that. And we're like, we're not done. So she and I still have to get together and really go into everything. But yeah, I feel very passionate about that because there's a lot out there, but it can be hard to find.
Yeah. And it's a really good point that you make also, because we talk about the kids bonding on this trip. For as long as we've been doing it, is for parents to get together also and really yeah. share these kind of things, because the system is kind of set up in a jacked up kind of way.
Yes.
There are things out there, but it's not readily available. Mm-hmm. So if you don't go online and you're not going down the right wormholes, you don't know that what is all available to you. So when we get you guys together and you can talk and communicate, life can get a lot easier after Bert's Big Adventure.
Yeah, and something else is just, you know, watching that connection and then knowing that, you know, Kendall has cerebral palsy and, you know, Asher has a brain tumor. And even though they're two completely different illnesses, there's still a lot of similarities yes. there that, you know, the families go yeah. through. And I also thought it was lovely. Of course, I mean, Asher is so stinking cute. Yeah, I was flooding my Instagram stories with him and Kendall all weekend long. But I got a DM from a nurse at Choa, mm-hmm. and she was one of Asher's nurses. And she's like, it is just so good to see him being a kid, enjoying life and having fun. And she's like, I just can't get enough of this.
And that's why I stayed away. I wasn't going to break that up. All right, which one of you guys want to do the honors and read your letter
Asher? I'm going to take over for this. Okay. All right. Oops, sorry. To our little dinosaur, seeing you on this trip was one of the most joyful experiences we have ever had. Watching you step into a whole new world with curiosity and excitement reminded us how far you've come and how strong you truly are. When you did things outside of your comfort zone, like riding roller coasters and going to space, which we were not a fan of, we saw the same bravery we've seen in you all along. The bravery it took to show up every day for chemo, countless surgeries, and lots of pokes, to face things that were scary and uncertain, and to keep smiling even when it was hard. This trip wasn't just about rides or adventures. It was about watching you trust yourself and discover just how capable you are. We were so proud seeing you make new friends, laugh easily, and open your heart to people you had just met. It was incredible to see you be wholly loved by the Burt's Big Adventure family, and especially our trip buddies, Kristen, Stacy, and Caitlin. And even more incredible to watch you bravely be open to that love, despite the uncertainty that meeting new people has caused you in the past. You showed kindness, confidence, and the willingness to try, even when it felt a little scary. Your kind and loving spirit towards everyone you meet and your love for others is something we should all hope to strive for. You have been such a brave little dinosaur for so long, often in ways no one should ever have to be. This trip let the world see what we've always known, that you are strong, resilient, and full of joy, and full of lots of love and affection. No matter where you go or what challenges come your way, remember this. You can do hard things, and you are never alone, and you are loved more than words can ever say. We feel eternally grateful to the Burt's Big Adventure, not team, but family, for opening their hearts to us and giving us the opportunity to be together as a family in a way that wouldn't be possible without them. Without the stress that our normal days bring, for capturing the memories so we could be present in the beautiful day, and for providing us unlimited joy and exponential love, we will forever love you all. And Bubby, we got to experience all of this because of you. You are the best boy in the whole wide world, and we love you.
It was such a joy to hang out with your family. You guys, you get each other, like, you're such a tight unit, and it's so beautiful to see. And I really, it was a very special day. Thank you very much.
You could see the tightness and the journey. It takes its toll on everybody. I'm watching Auntie Ashley here, and she's kind of breaking up a little bit also. It takes its toll on everybody. And the fact that everybody can come together and really help out and help each other out on this trip is really a very special thing. So thanks for being part of our family.
Thank you so much.
All right, coming up in a couple of seconds here, I've got to apologize to one Burt's Big Adventure, because with Jameson, I overpromised and totally under-delivered with him with his pins, and I saw the disappointment in his face, and it's all my fault.
No, it's Dr. Michelle's fault
who
it is.
You know what? You're right. It is Dr. Michelle's fault. Well, I'll tell you guys all about it. Burt's Big Adventure 2026.
The Burt Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.